Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 285 of Heroes Unlimited. The dumbest thing on this page, I guess, is my own wasted education. Diligent listeners will know I was a literature major at university. It was a wonderful time in my life. Taught me many useful things. I had a lot of great experiences. I wrote a lot of stuff I'm really proud of. I learned things I never knew before. One time I was in a class with a girl who recited poetry to me, and it was so romantic, I just about fainted. But what I didn't learn was science, math, you know, that physical world bullshit, that STEM stuff that they try to teach you. If you're not smart enough to hitch your wagon to literature and just ride that rocket all the way to a useless degree. So there are a lot of things I don't know about physics, about the natural world, and that really comes into focus on this page, because this is the major super ability section, and the major super ability on this page is negative matter. This is a superpower about a bullshit exotic physics substance created by Kevin Sambita called negative matter. Let me describe it to you in his words. Quote, negative matter is different from both positive and negatively charged matter, matter slash antimatter. Negative matter exerts a sort of negative gravity that repels all forms of matter, both positive and negative energy. Two things. First of all, despite the fact that my formal academic training is mainly in like Old English vowel sounds and the fact that patriarchy is bad, as a layman, my sense is that matter is not the same as energy. Listeners, you can tweet me and correct me on this. Secondly, though, this is hugely important for the superpower of negative matter, because this allows you to charge your body with negative matter, which causes you to repel everything around you in a way that defies physics as I understand it. Quote, bodies of positive matter and negative matter of the same weight will move away from each other because of gravitational repulsion. Connecting the two will result in continuous movement in the direction of the positive matter because the negative matter will push away the positive. This reaction, in turn, attracts the negative. This push-pull reaction is constant and results in acceleration and movement. Now, if you're like me, that's a tough word problem to follow. But the gist of it is this. If you weigh 150 pounds and you lift a 150-pound barbell over your head, you will fly to the moon. Because anything that weighs as much as you is repelled away from your body. And if you hold it, then it pulls you along somehow. It's like if you could put a big fan on your sailboat and it would just go faster and faster until it burst into flames out there on the ocean. But unless you want to go to the moon or want to set a boat on fire, either of which could possibly happen in a Heroes Unlimited campaign, typically what you'll use this power for is to push objects and people away from you. In fact, you don't even need to use it for that. It just happens. While you have the power active, little projectiles and things like bullets or just whatever's in the room whenever you happen to transform into negative matter is pushed away. It's like a shotgun blast of all the crap in the room just hits the walls. And larger objects, like vehicles or whatever, are slowed down. And people, well, see, this is where the physics are confusing. This is where I really wish that I had that scientific education, because there are like three goddamn paragraphs here about different sizes of people and how quickly they can approach you and whether they can touch you and how close they can stand to you. There are a lot of numbers here, given in both imperial and metric units, which sounds like science to me, as far as I'm concerned. But then at the end of all that, after three paragraphs of running it all down, it says in a special note, quote, only characters or objects who are 50 pounds or heavier can resist the force, but even they see their speed reduced by half. So after three paragraphs of this, special note, in the exceptional case, the shocking event that your foes are not exclusively nasty hobbits, in the event that you have a foe who is over 50 pounds, ignore all that bullshit. They just move more slowly when they come over to punch you. Now, I'll grant you, up until the 50-pound mark, this power is pretty good. Your foes can't get within, you know, 8 feet of you, maybe 20 feet of you if they're quite light. In terms of protecting yourself from hobbit attack, I would rate negative matter very high. But if you, number one, want to engage in non-hobbit combat, or two, want to actively kill hobbits and therefore don't want to propel them across the room away from you and your waiting fists, you want to give negative matter a miss. Because other than that, it doesn't do that much. Now, it does protect you from being punched or kicked or whatever, and it does protect you from bullets, but Heavier objects and characters can definitely get near you. Regular-sized people who are over 50 pounds seem to be able to get close to you, despite what some of these rules say. And if they can get close to you, they can probably hurt you somehow, even if they can't exactly punch or kick you. And there are very few offensive options for this power, so it's more likely to delay combat than help you win it. And that brings me to the dumbest thing on this page. There's a lot here that I don't understand. And I think that is because of my own ignorance of made-up physics. But I'm not too proud to say I'm also ignorant of a lot of real-life things. I consider the range of my inexpertise to cover pretty much the entire physical world. So maybe it's me who's missing something here under the offensive weapon section. Negative matter, it propels things away from you. The natural player character question is, can I grab something in my hand and then turn on my negative matter so the thing wants to fly away from me, but I hold on to it, and then I point my hand at somebody and I let it go, and then the object flies away from me and goes and hits them in the forehead? The answer is yes, you can. And the author of this game, upon whom we can always count, if for nothing else, than for enthusiasm for things flying and hitting people in the head, he has given us a number of categories, very well documented, of different kinds of objects that you can propel out of your hand toward your foe. These categories, I think, are the dumbest thing on this page, but you let me know. There are so many objects listed here, so many examples. A newspaper, paperclip, plastic cup, rubber ball, computer disc, pencil, pen, remote control, just everything that was around the room. I think Kevin Sambita really did like a Kaiser Soze and just like was scanning the room, imagining all these things flying out of the hands of a crackling superhero. All those things I just mentioned do 1 or 2 points of damage, which kind of makes sense because they are small objects that are not weapons, right? They're just things you would grab from around the room. They're not too sharp. They're not too dense. They're random objects, but I see where they all kind of fit together. Now, I want you to listen to this next category. This is the category of objects that, if you hold it in your hand and you point your hand at your foe and you turn on negative matter and then you let the object go and it's propelled away from you, these objects will do 2d6. Quote, a rock the size of a golf ball, metal ball bearing, spike, dart, fork, butter knife, X-Acto knife, scalpel, bullet cartridge, and similar items will inflict 2d6 damage. Despite my advanced literary training, I cannot identify the common theme in these items. Let me give them to you again. Write these down. Because I want to hear from you, dumbheads. What is it that makes these items all fit into one category in the author's mind? A rock the size of a golf ball, which is just a weird object to come off the top of your head anyway, isn't it? Not notably a golf ball. A rock the size of a golf ball, metal ball bearing, no size specified, presumably doesn't matter. Fits in the category anyway. Spike. Again, no size or composition listed. A standard spike. A regulation spike. Dart. Fork. Butter knife. You can feel the free association going here. X-Acto knife. Scalpel. Bullet cartridge. And similar items. An X-Acto knife, I mean, it's pointy on one end. It's got a blade, but that's a small blade. A butter knife has no real blade at all. Yet it's not in the previous category. Imagine, if you will, for a moment, a science experiment. Imagine that Mr. Wizard has gone insane, and so he's got two children tied up, and he's going to throw two different objects at each of their foreheads. One is a butter knife, the other is a remote control. Now, according to these rules, one of those does 1 point of damage, and one of those does 2d6 damage, which is about as much as getting shot. But for me, when I think about those two objects hitting two analogous, smooth and innocent brows, I feel like they do the same amount of damage. Honestly, I think you would need a heavy butter knife to keep up. Fortunately, I feel like Mr. Wizard, he made a pretty good living. I think he's got quality silverware, and I think if he ever needs to stop an 8-year-old intruder into his home with a butter knife, he's well situated to do that. He also knows a lot of things about acid. If you're a child criminal, don't try to rob Mr. Wizard, is what I'm telling you. It's going to be a reverse Home Alone situation, a much more grisly scenario when you flip the ages on that. It's hard to award a dumbest thing on this page because negative matter is completely made up, obviously. It has no real physics for me to know or not know, so I am at the mercy of the author. And it feels silly, it feels petty to interject like, I don't think your made-up bullshit exotic substance would work that way. Well, who knows? But intuitively, I mean, I wish I could back this up. It feels to me like this thing of like being dragged along by a thing that is being propelled away by your body. That can't be right, can it? Or your repellent force is so strong that it can turn away a physical blow of any force by any superhero. Superman can't punch you when you have this active, but a hobbit who's been into the pies and has cracked that 50-pound mark can slowly walk toward you and get up in your grill? That seems wrong. but I can't prove it. I don't have the expertise. I don't have the evidence. But I defy you to explain to me what a rock the size of a golf ball, a metal ball bearing, a spike, a dart, a fork, a butter knife, an X-Acto knife, a scalpel, and a bullet cartridge have in common that they don't have in common with a newspaper, a paperclip, a plastic cup, a rubber ball, a computer disc, a pencil, a pen, and a remote control. I don't think there is any real category here. I think Kevin Sambita listed all of the things in his apartment in order. Then he ran out and he started free associating, and he decided that the free association ones do 2d6 damage because that seems about right for the damage a superpower should do. Now, I cannot back this up because I did not learn about evidence at university, but I did learn about respecting lived experience. And my lived experience is I would much rather have someone throw a bullet cartridge at me than either an X-Acto knife or a spike. But you tell me, my ears are open. This can be like a raven in a writing desk situation. Solve this riddle. And if you can think of something, then I will publicize it on the show. I will proclaim your glory on Twitter. If you went the STEM route in school, this is yet another opportunity for you to be better than me. So have at it. In any case, I hope you're not sick of weird physics just yet, because next time we'll be discussing one of the superpowers with the highest fun to logic ratios in Heroes Unlimited, shrinking, on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.